iconstitution yethu vele iyachaziza vele ku-section 44 ukuthi umlando kahulumende ukwenza ukuthi amalungelo abantu they are protected, promoted and respected and defended. So uhulumende akumelanga ahlukuluze abantu, and abantu belelungelo lokuhlangana, i-freedom of association, i-freedom of assembly, abantu bayavunyelwa, civil even ama-organizations ayavunyelwa ukuthi azahlangana beplana ukupromota i-development in partnership le-government. So na abantu bengahlangana and then bephinde njalo bebotshwe, usukuluzwa kunalokho and akukho emthethweni, and siyabe sifuna ukuthi uhulumende at least apromote
uhulumende uthi ababoshiweyo laba bebezama ukugenqula umongameli Mnangagwa embusweni, lingabafakazela likulandule lokho lithayisiko?
Hayi, thina siyabe sisebenza lamathila amagqwetha ama-members ethu, you know, bayabemela abantu ukuthi at least ama, you know, ama-charges angkona they will be, you know, abantu they will be set free at court and things like that. But esikutshoyo thina yikuthi thina sithi thina when ama-NGOs behlangana, you know, be-attend ama-meetings, khonokhuyana kuyavunyelwa uku-associate-a lokwa-assembla, it's part of the work in terms of promoting development. In terms of ama-charges, a state, well, that will be left to the court to decide ukuthi kuyabe kuhamba njani.
Bakhona abathi ngokuboshwa kwabantu lokhu ungani akusela mahluko phakathi kukahulumende kaMgabe lokaMnangagwa, elingathini ngalokho?
Hayi, thina lapha asiko ukuthi siyenze i-comparison yenaleyo. Esikutshoyo thina kuphela yiko kunalokho kokuthi thina esikufunayo ukuthi uhulumende at least aprotect amalungelo abantu. Abantu nxa beyenza ama-gathering kumbe beyenza ama, you know, kunalokho kokuhlangana njengama-NGO, lama-organizations, lama-human rights defender, umsebenzi onalowo it's not criminal activity ukuhlangana. Uyabona, kuyavunyelwa even when we look at amalokuzeni, ama-international treaties ayavumela ukuthi abantu organizations ahlangane, you know, abe lama meetings to promote lokusupporta even i-work ye-government.